AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina are investigating a 15-year-old accused of killing five people, wounding two others in their middle-class neighborhood and a popular walking path.
Police say the teen killed two people in the streets and then fled toward a walking trail where he opened fire, killing three more people and wounding two others. The victims were of different races and ranged in age from 16 to their late 50s. Among them is 52-year-old Nicole Connors, the matriarch of her extended family. Her husband, Tracy Howard, still finds it difficult to comprehend the carnage caused by the young suspect.
I just can't believe it was him, especially 15-year-old with a shotgun.
The teen is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say no motive has been determined. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge rules DACA, the current version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, can continue, at least temporarily, with limitations. Retail sales were flat last month, inflation one of the factors. Here's Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the pace of sales at U.S. retailers was unchanged last month from August. For many Americans, the rising cost of rent and food reduced the amount of money available for other purchases. Sales at grocery stores increased 0.4%, helped by rising food prices. But sales at auto dealers fell 0.4% in September, while business at consumer electronics and appliance stores dropped nearly 1%. Overall spending has slowed and shifted increasingly toward necessities such as food. I'm Mike Hempen.
Officials in Turkey say 22 people are dead, dozens of others trapped inside a coal mine following an explosion today. An official says the blast was caused by flammable gases inside the mine. There were 110 people there at the time of the explosion. This is AP News. Bexar County, Texas Sheriff Javier Salazar classifies migrants flown from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, as crime victims, allowing them to apply for special visas to stay in the country during the investigation. The flight has been criticized as a political stunt by Florida Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for re-election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports Elon Musk asks the Defense Department to fund the Starlink satellite system, crucial to Ukraine's fight against Russia.
The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity say senior Pentagon leaders are weighing Musk's request, but there have been no decisions. Musk and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have been in a Twitter fight, and Musk suggests the friction may affect his decision on funding the system. A Ukrainian official says his nation will find a way to keep Starlink working, tweeting, "Like it or not, Elon Musk helped us survive the most critical moments of war."
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.